When bird flu hits, the immediate needs are to contain it and prevent its spread.
A rapid response is extremely important in an infectious disease outbreak like this.
That's Jim Roth, head of the Center for Food Safety and Public Health at Iowa State's Veterinary College. This outbreak is massive. The strain isn't dangerous to humans, but officials want to contain it, so it stays that way.
But this one has spread more broadly than I certainly anticipated, and most people didn't anticipate it would spread this fast to so many premises.
Roth explains that when the highly contagious strain of bird flu is found, the state, here it's the Iowa Department of Agriculture, issues a quarantine for the area within a 6-mile radius.
The officials then have to find all of the poultry in that area and check every flock, backyard flocks and commercial flocks.
It's a huge undertaking. In Iowa, it can mean millions of birds. And it means federal and state agencies have to work together. They test eggs daily to keep any infected ones out of grocery stores. Beyond containing the virus, there's another huge challenge: disposing of all those dead birds. On a positive farm, any birds not killed from infection have to be euthanized. Bill Aim of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says despite disaster planning, this outbreak has hit harder than expected.
I'm not sure that we had fully considered the implications of this number of mortalities in this type of a layer operation where it is so concentrated.
Aim says there are 4 basic ways to manage disposal: on-site burial, enclosed composting within a shed, incineration, and landfills.
I don't think any one of these things is going to be sufficient to handle any one of these large operations.
Farms will need to use multiple options, and Aim points out that regulators will have to consider the environmental impacts, such as air pollution from burning in a kiln or water contamination from burial. After such a giant outbreak, researchers are trying to determine what else they could possibly do to prevent another. Hongwei Shin is a professor and head of the Egg Industry Center at Iowa State. He says the infected farms were following required biosecurity protocols, including showering in and out of barns and donning protective coveralls and boots before entering. And that suggests these may not be enough.
So now is to the point that we say, well, maybe we should be looking closer about the air.
Shin says previously barn ventilation systems weren't thought to be a likely point of entry. Now they're reconsidering.
This thing could be transmitted through particulate matter in the air that's carried, you know, into the ventilation space, into the barn.
Looking ahead, biologists will monitor migrating birds nationwide this fall in an effort to better understand how the avian flu virus is traveling. Here in the Midwest, researchers are hopeful this is the worst outbreak they'll face. But when temperatures dip again after the summer, poultry will be as vulnerable as ever. Veterinarian Jim Roth says we may need to prepare a vaccine for this strain of bird flu. But that's expensive, and administering it is labor-intensive.
So vaccine isn't a solution that we would want to go to quickly, only as if we really needed to, because so many flocks are infected we can't control it, or it threatens our food supply.
Roth and others are already thinking about the lessons learned that will emerge from this outbreak and hoping they won't have a need to apply them. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.